The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
On your mind. How do you answer this question on the 10th of November, 2014? What is on your mind? Tell me. Bison fans, is it possibly a loss after a 33-game winning streak? Now, I would hope you'd have an enormous amount of gratitude to have been part of something that extraordinary. And I have to say, I was a little disappointed in some of the Bison faithful for acting as though the sky was falling because of the loss. Well, on our Facebook page today, Dan says, Scott, they had a bad day. This is one in 34 football games. If they lose and are not repeat national champions, is this really a big deal? To some, yes, but life has ebbs and flows of tide waters, highs and lows.
Amen.
To have the current team know nothing but winning would not have been of any use to them because becoming as good as their potential. As to whether they will bounce back, who knows? The next game will tell that story. Very well said, Mr. Raymond. And for the record, I was a tad astonished to see so much skies falling rhetoric from Bison faithful. I don't know. That's one of those cases where social media is not all that great, right? Because you instantly go to sort of vent rather than just ponder it a little bit, right? Sleep on it, wake up the next day, and decide what you think. You immediately go to Facebook or Twitter and sort of sound off, and, sometimes that initial reaction isn't all that great. So I think an argument can be made that this loss will be well-timed to improve the Bison's performance in this run for a fourth national title. I really do. Sort of that slap against the face you need with all now the hype gone of the winning streak and everything else. So that's my take. Want yours, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Whoever said there's no such thing as a stupid idea was not a part of the University of North Dakota nickname forum. This group that is, I don't know what they're doing. They're putting together some ideas to present to President Kelly at UND about the process in which the University of North Dakota decides when and what the new team name will be. I guess that's what this is. Only in academia. Anyway, somebody, as part of this panel, this story I'm reading from the former newspapers from the weekend doesn't tell us who said it, but somebody suggested holding a funeral ceremony for the Fighting Sioux. Let me repeat that, ladies and gentlemen.
While you ponder
the question whether or not there's no such thing as a stupid idea. Some also suggested holding a funeral ceremony for the Fighting Sioux. Seriously. Oh, my gosh. That one's got me scratching my head a little bit. Anyway, want your take on that as well. Another story that I find rather interesting, and Mike Seminary, the Bismarck mayor, is kind of stirring this one up, and I think he's right too. Cities in North Dakota are prevented from having parking meters right now. State law prevents cities from putting a parking meter in front of a store and charging you for parking in a meter. Metered parking. Prevented. Is it time to end that, do you think? Bismarck's really pushing this. Some other cities looking at it. It will come up in the legislative session. What do you think about that? Why don't you take on that? To me, this should be up to the city. It really should. I don't get why the state should have a role in deciding whether or not a downtown, a Bismarck, a Fargo, a Mandan, a Minot, whatever, any town. Let the town decide, shouldn't we? I don't know. Seems pretty basic to me. We have some weather on the way. We'll keep an eye on that for you. In some cases, it's already arrived, impacting travel. You know, some ugly weather as I look at the road map up around Williston. And slow going around Bismarck today as well. And a storm that's going to whack the southeast part of North Dakota and into Minnesota as well today. Going to cause some havoc. We'll keep you posted on that throughout the program. Here's how you weigh in on any or all of these issues today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Your email's welcome, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Welcome your Facebook comments. A few of these questions are already up there. We're brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council will join us at the bottom of this hour. We'll talk about election results and oil prices and the upcoming legislative session. Merry Mondays, something we're going to be doing every other Monday now, a couple of Mondays a month, with the University of Mary. The Chief Investment Officer, the Vice President for Mission Advancement, Patrick O'Meara, who's a fairly new resident to North Dakota, but not new to the University of Mary's mission, will join us to talk a little bit about the social fabric. You know what the social fabric means? What does a social fabric mean to you? And talk a little bit about the social fabric and specifically, you know, not only what it is, but if we agree it's torn, can government fix it? And what is the role of cultural institutions in repairing it? Look forward to that conversation today. We talk a lot about various topics on the program. I think this is the case, and we're going to try really hard on these two Merry Mondays to talk a little bit about the principles behind what guides us. So not so much about, you know, a specific topic, but rather what is it that causes our reaction to the topics? I'm going to elevate the debate a little bit today on the program. Looking forward to that. All right, let's get to the phones here. Kurt in Bismarck, and by the way, one other guest that will join us today. We're going to tell you about a special Veterans Day fund that is being set up to support our veterans and support the emergency needs of North Dakota veterans and their eligible dependents with health care and urgent unmet needs, dental care, vision, hearing, housing, transportation for medical treatment, and other special needs. For 24 hours, tomorrow on Veterans Day, the Dakota Medical Foundation is going to match up to $5,000 in donations. So impactgiveback.org is the website. We'll tell you about that with one of the coordinators for the state of North Dakota, Dan Thorsted, Veteran Service Officer for the North Dakota Department of Veterans Affairs, so we understand the needs a little better. Looking forward to that, okay? Kurt in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
How you doing, my friend?
I'm well on this Monday, ready to go to work. How about you?
Good, I love it. It's Veterans Day, what a venerable day. That funeral at UND just about blanked my thought process. Holy smokes.
That's really dumb. Isn't that dumb?
I mean, our attraction to certain things as far as social fabric, we could put that on the list. That's just nuts. Well, here we are on Veterans Day, you know what I mean? Just crazy.
Yeah.
But back to your social fabric issue. First, I'll give you a quick chuckle. The other day, my uncle and I were having lunch, and there were a group of gentlemen that were just whining and complaining about how life was so tough and so hard. After his meal, he walked over to their table and said, "You should have been at Guadalcanal." That kind of got things went silent. But I just want to shout out to the veterans. Back to your social fabric point, I did a quick survey. Less than 1% of our American public is affected by military action. And back in the day, there's even as close as in the 80s, over 25% of our Congress were veterans. And it just seems like today that so many few people, unlike yourself, who I am very, very proud to tell you, you're extremely good to our veterans. They love your program. But people forget it's so easy to raise those American flags, and they don't know what a ball of an M16 feels like when it's going through you, and it really, really bothers me. And I have a suggestion, which will never be taken up, and I usually don't do this. I wish this country would come up with a draft. Everybody should serve this country for a couple of years, No deferments. If Israel can do it, we should be able to do it. And I know that the liberal side of America will never go for it, and the hard right will never go for it. But I wish we had a greater respect instead of just words for this country. Everybody could find a place. It would nationalize things so that we were comfortable in being Americans and the work and things that happen. And I strongly suggest, and unfortunately it will never happen, that would be something that would have an effect on our American fabric.
Interesting take, for sure, Kurt. And I,
men, women, no deferments. Everybody has a place where they could serve and feel like they have an ownership, a partnership in this thing.
Well, we do, you know, because we, you know, I think we have ownership in the sense that everything that veterans do does affect us because it's protecting and defending us. But I hear what you're saying. I think the closeness to it is very different than it once was, without question, partly because the need is met, which is pretty extraordinary in and of itself. Thanks, Kurt. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own two feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Ensure the structures on your farm are solid with Prairie Post Frame. They use the heaviest metal, the strongest posts, and superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. In farm business, you need to make smart decisions. So make the profitable choice with Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Visit prairiepostframe.ca.
Scott Hennon here. I want you to know a little secret. The team at S&S Motors are the place to buy a truck. They're in Watford City, and they will find you anything you want. You're Ford fan? They've got them. Dodge fan? They've got them. GMC, Chevy, whatever you're looking for, they've got them at S&S Motors. I want a Ford F-150, 2009, low miles, thing running straight. The selection's incredible. Best deals on used trucks anywhere. S&S Motors, Watford City. And if you want a new one, they'll find it for you and bring it right to Watford City. Stop and see them at S&S Motors, Watford City, or call 444-2341.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you that variety selection is the foundation to developing an effective crop management plan and is one of the most important decisions a producer can make. Selecting a variety that is high yielding and yield stable across multiple locations will more accurately indicate the variety performance. The agronomics of high-yielding varieties should match the known history of diseases within each field. Many varieties have good resistance or tolerance to major diseases that occur in North Dakota, such as soybean cyst nematode, iron deficiency, Phytophthora root, and stem rot. Keep a total systems approach in mind. Select varieties that have yield stability, resistance or tolerance to diseases known to be present, and suitable maturity for higher profits.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Emails, welcome studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Scott Hinnon with Todd, the Radio God Mitchell.
Hello.
Taking your calls on a Monday. watching the weather. I don't get too freaked out about snow in November. It seems like we're maybe sort of like Bison fans flipped out over one loss out of the last 34.
Yeah, you know,
I think the rest of us might be going a little hysterical over snow in November. It is, after all, winter.
Is it? Well, not yet. Technically, it's still fall.
But it is.
It's close enough.
Not uncommon to have snow in. I think we've been very blessed.
Oh, we
quite honestly
been.
To have delayed this fall, like you know, almost summer-like weather, well into fall. So I'm not going to complain. Emailer says, does Chris Kleiman still have his job? I knew the streak would have to end sometime. I wish the Bison fans would quit their complaining. Yeah. Couldn't agree anymore. Here's a call that came in during the break.
Yes, this is Dustin. This goes out to all my brothers in arms and vets out there, Semper Fi brothers. Comment on the whole draft thing. We don't need a draft. We have a very professional, voluntary military right now. If you throw a draft in there, you get every dirtbag, goofball, and retard that comes out there, and you end up what you had in the 70s, and that ain't going to fly. So, Semper Fi to y'all. Bye.
All right. Different take than the previous caller on wanting a draft. Use some words in there that we normally probably wouldn't let through, but given that he's a veteran, we gave him a little license today to share his unvarnished comments. And I think, you know, here's where I always come down on this idea of a draft. I know the push behind it isn't so much we need it. It's that, you know, it would invest more people in the process. And I think that's a bigger problem. We're going to talk in the 10 o'clock hour today a little bit about the social fabric. What does the social fabric mean, by the way? I want to put that question up here. I'm going to shortly on Facebook, and we're going to talk about it in the 10 o'clock hour. But what does that mean? What it means to me when I hear that is us. How we are knitted together, how we come together to form community. That's what it means to me. That's without even looking up any kind of definition on it. And I think, quite honestly, the social fabric as it pertains to the defense of this country, we've come to a place where we rely on our veterans to go do what it takes whenever it's needed, the drop of a hat. I think it's a testament to how darn good the fighting force of the United States of America is. We're just sort of like, you know, if there's a fire, the fire department will come. Somebody breaks into my house, the police department will come. I turn on the faucet, water will come out of the faucet. Flip the light switch on, the light will work. We need to defend ourselves, the military will do it. Now, one could argue that that's a little complacent and that through a draft we would have less complacency. Probably, but I'd rather we just recognize how darn good they are, because quite honestly we have an all-volunteer force. And even after a 9/11, by and large, meet our recruiting goals. It's just another reason we have great reverence for the men and women of the military. 800-228-0550, what is on your mind? What do you think of this idea of a funeral for the Fighting Sioux name? Now, it was one idea amid many as part of this nickname forum, but sounds crazy to me. Kathleen says, should be thorough, transparent, and inclusive. Where have we heard that before? Speaking of their plan. Don says, really? Talk about out of touch with reality. I wonder how many conversations with members of the spirit-like tribe the anonymous person had before spewing that idea out, betting the same number of times they've asked previously. Very interesting. Also, asking the question about the Bison streak coming to an end and whether you're surprised and whether they'll bounce back. Bill says, I'd hate to be Missouri State this weekend. I think a statement will be made. No mercy. Bessie says, 33-1 is still dominating. It's good to be reminded that you can still lose and go into each game with determination. Now we can focus on playoffs instead of a winning streak. Cooler heads are finally prevailing here after the I thought overreaction over the weekend. Ryan says, it's one loss. I'd rather get it over with now in the playoffs. Most of these kids don't know what it's like to lose at the college level. 33 straight wins. Eventually, you're going to have a clunker. I have all the faith in the world the coaching staff will get them refocused back on track. We've been spoiled around here the last few years, to be honest. Before the season started, most people predicted that they would probably have at least a couple losses by this time of the season. We move past this, prepare to go stomp a mud hole in Missouri State on Saturday. And Dan says, hey, Bison fans, you could be like me, a Bears fan and a Cubs fan. Yeah, I admit to both. Exactly right. Cooler heads are prevailing today on the streak. Makes sense. By the way, we're brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. $30 billion in economic impact, 60,000 jobs, and doing our part for national security, speaking of those veterans, allowing us to be a little choosier in which conflicts we enter with our most precious veterans. Find out more about what this industry is doing, including stepping up to meet the needs of a booming Western North Dakota and all the challenges from the growth at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That's their website. Another question we're asking today, should the parking meter ban end in North Dakota? Why or why not? Taylor says yes. Dan says it would beat Fargo's current practice of allowing vehicles to park only once per business day in areas of downtown. A couple of quarters beats a fat fine for those that have to do business at all downtown. Carol says leave it alone. Dave says let Mr. Henry's legacy live on. And Mr. Henry is the architect of that law that goes back a lot of years. I forget how far back. Bill says, no, just enforce 1 hour or 90-minute parking downtown. I'm not with Bill or David or Carol. I don't think the state should decide whether the city should have parking meters or not. All those debates on Bill's case and enforcing the 1 hour or 90-minute parking limits downtown ought to be for a city council or a downtown parking authority to decide, not be prevented from managing your parking or, you know, precious parking, especially downtown, by a state legislature. I don't get that at all. It doesn't make any sense to me. Anyway, lots of folks weighing in by Facebook today. Appreciate all those comments. Lots of emails, too. Ron Ness, when we come back, talk the price of oil, election results, and more. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I was just calling in this morning about a comment about everybody being drafted. I think that's a bad idea. I'm a 20-year service veteran in the United States Air Force. I think the quality of our service, because it's 100% volunteer, I think they should up the manning in the military, have far more service members serving, but we can man it with volunteers, people that want to do and serve their country, and I think that's the best way to do it. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. The comment was out of one of reverence for veterans and wanting to have more people understand and own, if you will, that service. But I hear you, and I'm with you. Mel and Bismarck, listening on 550 KFIRE. Let's get you in before our guest of the hour. Go ahead. Are you there, Mel?
Hello.
Hi there.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, hi.
Hi there.
Yeah, say, we sure don't need those darn parking meters in town. They're just a nuisance. You stop to go in and pay a bill and run in and out in 5 minutes. You got to go and put money in the darn thing, and they're terrible. I sure don't want them, and we don't want the darn recycling stuff and those things sitting around. We're paying, and people have to pay for this recycling, and we don't want it, and we're old sometimes, and we can't even use the darn things, but we're charged for it, and it shouldn't be. And then also we don't need for the veterans and the guys going in service should be volunteer. It shouldn't be a thing that that we have to make the guys go, everyone that turns 18 has to go in the service or something like that for a couple of years. We shouldn't do that either.
All right, Mel, appreciate the comments today. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, and if the city commissioners keep on going like they are sometimes, I think we need a bunch of new city commissioners. We didn't do very good on the election, so anyway, that's all I have to say.
All right, Mel, that's what elections are for, by golly. Ron Ness is here, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, joins us every other Monday on the program. How you doing, Ron?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing well. A little bit of winter shock this morning.
I know, but we knew it was coming, right?
Not in November. Well, so it goes again. That's fine.
Yeah, exactly right.
Long winter.
Yes, exactly. Well,
we have a lot of work to get done out west in those communities, and some of those road bypasses are close, and so I understand Newtown is going to be opening up next week, I believe. Bypass around Newtown. So those are great projects, and they had a good month of October. I think they came a long ways.
They did, actually. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Obviously, the longer we extend fall, the better the the effort to get some of that work done, because it certainly shortens things up a little bit. A lot of ground to cover with you. I think the big national story, really international story, has been the price of oil. What do you see in the way of impacts on this dip?
Well, certainly, I don't predict what's going to happen with the price of oil, but you can look at where it's at today, and certainly, it has an impact. It has a significant impact on the way companies start looking at their 2015 capital budget. If you're selling your oil for, in the 60s, probably now in North Dakota Bakken barrels, 60s or 70s, you may have some of your barrels hedged a bit higher. But it just means you have less capital in your budget next year. So as a producer, you start, making, I think what I would declare is your A option, your B option, and your C option for 2015. A will be, how do we reduce our costs? How do we get more efficient? How do we, what do we look at in terms of just having less capital next year? Are we going to trim a few rigs? Are we going to try and reduce some of our operating costs with our suppliers? I think that's going on now. Your second option is, okay, let's analyze all of our assets where we're operating and figure out, let's go drill our best stuff where our return is the best. We know that, there's a high return in this particular area. The Bakken is certainly very good, not necessarily the best. You've seen some of the companies begin to indicate they're going to maybe pull a few rigs from here, or keep rigs other places. But by and large, let's just remember, you've got about a million barrels of production you're going to continue to produce. You're going to continue to build your infrastructure. It takes a lot of horsepower for all of those things. You're still going to drill wells, but we may, that rig count's going to vary, and nobody ever said it wasn't going to vary throughout the decades that this will go on. But certainly, more markets for that North Dakota barrel become more and more apparent how critical that need is right now, because you start to get squeezed as a producer in North Dakota trying to get the best dollar for your barrel of oil. And thankfully the rail option is probably a saving grace right now, but we got to get these pipelines. That Sandpiper pipeline, being delayed an entire year is the time when that's going to be critical. And, getting barrels on that Keystone line, getting these other two pipelines in place, those things will all help in the long term, because that helps you get a better price for that barrel. So I think producers are, pretty nervous, but, forging ahead. It's not unlike, the agriculture industry. We're a commodity-based business, and you got to plan accordingly. And certainly, there's ups and downs.
The state is the Office of Management and Budget for the State of North Dakota's Advisory Committee has taken a look at their forecast, assuming that oil would be at $90 at the start of the next biennium, and said we think it'd be safer to assume $74 to lower that. What's your reaction to that decision?
Well, I think that's about, do the math, that's about $16 a barrel. I believe for every dollar they do that, it's about $107 million. So that's a trim of about $1.5 billion. And thank goodness North Dakotans made the right choice on Measure 5 in that last week, because this is what we're talking about. This is... there's a critical need for those funds, and all those discretionary funds then just becomes less of them, because they're not that many discretionary funds. If you read the story and you look at it, most of the general fund budget is a portion of the oil tax dollars. The rest of those funds go into either things like the legacy fund or into the water resources trust fund or the common schools trust fund. And then there's only so much of that money that ends there at the end that gives you your surplus. But I believe about 16% of those dollars are truly discretionary. Those are the extra dollars that we put into education or roads or social projects. So certainly the legislature will get another look in February at those budget numbers. But rest assured, there's about $1.5 billion that's going to come off that December 3rd budget address by the governor.
Ray Holmberg, who chairs the Appropriations Committee, senator from Grand Forks, is quoted in that story saying that like you, he doesn't think prices will have a significant effect on how lawmakers think about ways to use oil revenue because of the, you know, the general fund not having that much of an impact. But he did single out one particular fund, that strategic investment fund, which pays for roads and bridges and other infrastructure. And there's been talk of that surge funding, that early session funding, one-time funding for the oil-impacted communities to the tune of $700-800 million, and he said that may be affected by this reduction in the forecast of the price. Should it?
Well, that proposal is based upon what's going to be in there at the end of June 2015. So what he's saying is that is going to be based upon what we project our what we're going to have left in the surplus funds at the end of this biennium. So it'd be the next 7-8 months. So, yeah, I think it will. I think otherwise you tap into the next biennium's dollar. So that has to be that SIF fund was created for this purpose, to put the extra dollars into there so you can use them for things like this surge funding bill. So, yeah, certainly, again, that's where these discretionary dollars will go. And the more you take off those discretionary dollars, the more it impacts these other funds. So I think depends upon what those numbers look like in February or in January. That bill, with a lot of push to get that bill out in January. I don't know what's in there today, but if there's $800 million in there, whatever Senator Wardner has proposed, then there's adequate funds. If not, yeah, then you're looking at tapping the next year's funds.
Yeah, so in other words, you anticipate that this fluctuation in the oil price coming down may make it more difficult to get that bill at that number?
Yeah, I think it's all going to depend upon what the math looks like, I think, at the end of December into January, to see how much money has poured into that SIF fund. I do not know what that balance is. That's a really good question today, how much has gone in there. If there's $800 million in there, then that should be the priority.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's over, as I recall, it was somewhere in the neighborhood of 1.2 or 1.3 that was a billion that was in there, and then the early session proposal was $700-800 million. So I don't know.
I think that's projected money in there, though, Scott. See,
true.
That would be by the end of next June. So if there's less money going in there, so that's a good number to have. I don't have it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens there. You mentioned rail being extraordinarily important, and obviously a Keystone Pipeline. Two questions on that. One, a lot of reports that BNSF's track expedited work coming on. Give me your assessment from the rail standpoint of where we're at. BNSF is touting, hey, look at this, $500 million in track and more of it online. Are we in pretty good shape on the rail side now due to this new investment?
Well, I don't think we're in pretty good shape yet, but certainly we're tracking the right direction. We finally got some massive investment by BNSF. They did it on what seems to be a pretty expedited basis, but I think the energy industry and the ag industry will both tell you, we've got a long ways to go in terms of moving product. I know our producers and shippers and rail facilities have really been hampered, and we've got one rail facility that built a $100 million tank at their rail site, and they call it their BN tank. That's just a extra storage tank because they didn't have anywhere to put their oil as it was coming in. So certainly as you move into winter months and things like that, you want to move those products because you just don't have enough storage out there. So I think both ag and oil are being heavily impacted, but BN certainly is moving in the right direction. I'm glad to see that they're doubling track and doing those things and ensuring the safety in some of those areas. As when you look back at the derailment issues, and it basically it goes to where there are track problems and challenges, I think that's safety issue number one, is ensuring you have a good track.
Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council with us. Any questions or comments, welcome for them. We'll have them stick around for another segment here. 701-258-0550 is the telephone number, 800-228-0550. When we come back, ask about the Keystone XL pipeline, what the takeover of the Senate for the Republicans means for that project.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Roltec electric conversion system from Agri-Cup. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Roltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, and saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling Birch Truck Equipment, servicing the Grand Forks and Devils Lake areas too in East Grand Forks, 218-773-1194.
The great thing about snowboarding is the adventure. All day long, you're finding different ways of doing different things, and it's never the same. Snowboarding has been really fun and really rewarding for me, and I want it to be fun and rewarding for my customers as well. I'm Lindsay McKistry, and I'm one of the snowboard experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Today by our friends at High Plains Apache. Used equipment, Apache sprayers, new and used. By the way, those new self-propelled sprayers are the best of the best. They have the best parts team, service team. Simple, rugged, reliable. That's the great thing about the Apache sprayer. No longer do growers have to worry about these complex, clunky, costly sprayers. They're rugged, they're dependable, patented technology, world-leading innovations for the modern-day grower. And they have that new ET Ag Center now, too. So at both the Mandan location and Frontier location, 50,000 parts. If they don't have it, they'll have it dropped, shipped to you in a door. Check them out online at highplainsapache.com or stop and see them in Mandan on East Side Court, right across Maine from Bonanza. They're also in Frontier, North Dakota, just south of Fargo as well. HighPlainsApache.com or stop and see them. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council here for another segment. The three things I'd like to get to before the end of our time here. One on the Keystone XL pipeline and its chances to finally become a reality with the election results. And a couple other things here quickly. But on Keystone XL pipeline, is it still relevant? Do we still need it?
It'd be nice to be able to put a 100,000 barrels or more of Bakken oil on that pipeline today that should be there and should be in place. I've always thought this was more of a North American energy security issue than it was an oil industry issue I think it's an important project for the long term, and as important, I think it'll be interesting to see what Congress and the President do on exports. Because we know we can produce a tremendous amount of light sweet oil in the country. The Canadian oil is a heavy oil, which many of our U.S. refineries have been converted over the last decade. But we've got this oversupply now of light sweet crude oil that the world wants. And you can get a better world price and essentially bring down the world price of oil, which is good for all of us as we go to the gas pumps if the world is an open marketplace. So I think that's the big question of the next Congress and what the President does really is what he does on Keystone or what the Congress does, but really they could move to allow exports at least to friendly countries in a hurry, which would really change some of the geopolitics of the world.
What message do you think spoke the loudest on Tuesday night after the election in North Dakota?
Well, I think the message was that North Dakota's headed the right track, the right direction. The message on the congressional level was we want a new direction, and energy is a big part of that, and North Dakota energy is a big part of that. A lot of debate and discussion about whether North Dakota legislators and policymakers were doing the right things, but I think by and large people like the business activity. We like the jobs. We know that we're leading the world in how to develop oil from shale. We're going to learn some hard lessons. We're going to do some things right. We're going to do some things wrong. But by and large, getting those bypasses in place every time you make a trip out west, Scott, you know it gets a little bit better. So now we got to get through the winter and get after it again next spring. But I think we've come a long ways and lots of things to do. But every Monday seems to bring new challenges.
One of the agenda items for the North Dakota Industrial Commission later this week will be the question of stabilization. And some industry critics think more needs to be done to mandate stabilization. And obviously the Industrial Commission will deal with this. What do you say about the idea of, that we're not doing enough on stabilization, and what do you expect the Industrial Commission to do?
Well, the issue really isn't stabilization. The issue is how do we ensure that we're doing everything we can to make North Dakota crude oil as safe as possible on the rail? And that's an issue of vapor pressure. And can you, if you reduce your vapor pressure low enough, you essentially create dead oil. Then your gas is gas and your oil is oil. And, you have a condensate in the Eagle Ford. They stabilize it well because they can sell it right there. The issue in North Dakota is, you can do that at the well site. We do that at the majority of our well sites now, but if they mandate doing it at the well site or stabilizing it at a rail facility, which you create a whole new refinery type atmosphere, you can do this at the well site. It's the same net result is how low have you gotten that vapor pressure? That is the gas in the oil. How much of that gas have you taken out of the oil? And certainly we think that you can do that and mandate it at the well site and test it for standards to make sure that you're getting as low as threshold. And by the way, the threshold today is already well below the federal regulatory standard to go into those rail cars. So we are beginning to go above and beyond here what the federal government has said what's safe to go in those rail cars. So we're pretty concerned that you don't go too far because you start to devalue the value of that barrel of oil. And then it just goes back into the whole question again about the price of that barrel. And if you've devalued it or you've added incremental costs that are unnecessary, use caution here. Let's kind of be a little bit patient to see what there's a lot of studies going on. No big knee-jerk type reactions. I know this is a very serious issue, but we got to do the right thing and not just something.
Just less than a half a minute left. What do you expect out of the Industrial Commission Thursday on this? Any change?
you know, they've been made it pretty clear that they're going to act. I think that we're as in the dark as anybody else right now, and I think we just hope that they use common sense and take some steps and make sure we continue to evaluate how we can do this. But most importantly, let's get those pipelines, let's get that Sandpiper pipeline through Minnesota. This is all resulting as an issue of Keystone, of Sandpiper. We got two major other pipelines being proposed. We're trying to get this oil out of here. We need people to support those pipelines.
Thanks, Ron. Appreciate the time.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Senex on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at
701-628-1550. Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com,
the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com, we keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Have you ever heard of a Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from Guns80.com because they got a great deal right now, and he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And you know Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees. There was no 10-day waiting period. Said he can register it as a pistol if he wants. And the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to Guns80.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built. I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to Guns80.com. That's Guns80, the number's 80, Guns80.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.